Vision.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney here on this Ship of Fools. I mean, we're not a ship of fools, but the ship of fools that we have in Washington trying to drive us right down the drain. And that's exactly what's happening. I mean, we can twist this any way we want to, and we can come up with a million analogies. Trust me, if you listen to talk radio, you've heard really every angle of this and then some. The bottom line is this, my friends. I want you to right now, if you're in your house and you're sitting there close to your wallet, open up your wallet and take a look at that money and kiss it goodbye, because our financial system is spiraling out of control. I mean, it really is. We've been printing money with nothing backing it for a very long time. I say bravo to Congressman Ron Paul in Texas, because he's been screaming this, I think, since he's got into Congress. And now all of what he was forecasting that was going to happen is happening. Will there be a truce? Will there be some form of a compromise? I think the answer is not looking real good. It's not looking good at all, in fact. The Republicans voted on Tuesday to completely slice off federal spending, rather, by about $6 trillion, and then also require some kind of accountability, this constitutional balanced budget amendment, and that would be sent to the states in exchange for averting the government default. So the vote was along party lines, as you can imagine, 234-190. And a lot of this was what we would see from the first term Republicans. The Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, is somebody who, if he was in the House, would have said, yeah, I'm for this. But the president has that big V in his pocket, and he's going to throw it down. And he's saying, you know, this isn't going to happen. He's saying that he backs up the bipartisan gang of six. And what they're calling for is $1 trillion in additional revenue, which is higher taxes. So $1 trillion more in taxes. And this word is so annoying. This word was thrown about. Every day it's a different spin. It's a different term, right? Somebody must have come up with this. It's an old one that they pulled out of the bag. They're going to start talking turkey. That's what the president is saying. Time to start talking turkey. Are you kidding? The turkey's head has already been cut off. I mean, the Potomac two-step is alive and well. We know the number. It's drilled in our head. My 10-year-old nephew can tell you what the debt limit is, that it's $14.3 trillion. So is there going to be a compromise? Since there was conversation about a compromise, the market soared somewhat. The Dow Jones was up 202 points, and it's actually been the biggest one-day jump this entire year, because it's really like riding a roller coaster with the bottoms and then a few of the highs and then bottoms again. Remember, that whole craps game operates on news. Negative, positive, it's pretty obvious. It's like red or black. You're playing one or the other. Negative news, it goes down. Positive news, or perceived as positive news, it goes up. Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, says with the House measure, known as cut, cap, and balance, says this is the compromise. This is the best plan out there. Come on. This is it. This will make about $111 billion in reductions and will ensure that spending declines in the future in relationship to the economy. It would also require, as I just said, I'll give you, more points to this. Specifically, it would require both houses of Congress to approve a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution, then they would send it to the states. All the states would have to ratify it. And the amendment itself, of course, requires a supermajority vote in both houses, both chambers, for any future tax raises. So it wouldn't be so easy to push through anything related to taxes. And the Democrats, the Senate Democrats, say they oppose this measure, although it might take a couple of days for the official rejection, so by Friday. Speaker Boehner said that even before the vote, he's saying it's responsible to look at what Plan B would be. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said, as far as the Gang of Six's proposal is concerned, that this is a bipartisan plan that doesn't seem to include ideas of how to deal with our debt. I mean, this is a bloated budget, and we know that. We know that no matter what come on, it has to be trimmed. I mean, we have to do something about the size of government. If they have to do eeny, meeny, miny, moe, or musical chairs, fine. It's like, I'll say this again. If the government would do an audit, I mean, literally take the IRS, take other branches of government, you know, other agencies, and go through the agencies with a fine-tooth comb, and trust me, things will easily shake loose. Because you have triplicate in some of these jobs. So I know it exists, and if I can think off the top of my head of a handful of places where I know from people who I personally am friendly with who work for the government, I know what they tell me off the record, and I know where they work. And I can say to you honestly, I can give you three examples. One's IRS, one's a job in the IRS, doing the auditing and whatnot, and another one is a job in Navy, another one is a job, or jobs, the same job title, related to the IRS, again, a different branch of the IRS. So, you know, what's up with that? Why? I mean, look at corporate America. They slice off jobs where people now have to work 10 times harder because they pick up the slack for all the jobs that are lost. But the government has an overflow, has a stack up. They are stacking the pipeline. If they would do that, they would come up with at least some serious loose change. They really would. So what happens here? I think the president would veto it anyway. It's not going to go anywhere. What happens with the Gang of Six plus One? Does this ultimately appeal? And the bottom line is, if you're talking about tax changes, what would happen is you would see all the brackets would go up. It absolutely would. I think we don't have any kind of a compromise here. Seriously. So what do you think? Do the Republicans come up with the right answer and the Democrats are just being pigheaded? Or do you think both sides are to blame and let's call the whole thing off? Get some new politicians in there. 800-259-5791.
Sex and happiness both enrich our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves as happy. Sex and Happiness on WebTalkRadio.net helps you learn about and mostly have great sex and to experience real intimacy and happiness. That's Sex and Happiness with host Lori Handlers, brought to you by LifeWave Patches, the quantum anti-aging way to look and feel healthier. For more information, go to ValerieHandlers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Newcomer from Artist Resources, July 19th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,601.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,641.79, $820.90 for a half ounce, or $410.45 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,641.79, $820.90, and $410.45.
The Constitution and Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore and trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic Krupp quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $480 plus shipping and handling, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
And you cannot get to the phone. Oh, it's so simple. Snail mail. Just go to americatonight.net, click on the email, boom, bada bing. In the words of Tony Soprano, you are in with whatever it is you want to say. So without further ado, since I'm always beating you up to express yourself, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, thank you. Rick says, I am as tired of hearing about our budget problems as the next person. I'm hearing about funding for ridiculous pork barrel projects. What I'm not hearing about is the wars we're involved in. Let's withdraw immediately, save that money, and the lives of everyone involved. We got in with the stroke of the presidential pen. We should be able to withdraw as fast. It shouldn't take a year or more to withdraw. Let's have a real withdrawal. Everyone goes, leave no man behind. Thank you, Rick. I agree wholeheartedly. I love that expression, by the way, leave no man behind. I think, wasn't that the Marines that said that? Not to leave anyone back? Yeah. Here's the thing. How much money have we spent in the wars that we're fighting that people, I think they appreciate what the troops are doing, but do people, does it really click with Americans that we're in the middle, we're thick into this? Or is it like, oh, yeah, you know, we're in the Middle East. I guarantee and this isn't a rap on some of the really smart people I know, 25 and under, but I guarantee you a lot of that is lost in the sauce on that crowd. Because it's not discussed, it's not shaped that way, it's not talked about that way. But yet, the sacrifices that we're making, the amount of people who, more than being killed, who are coming back without limbs, that the rest of their life, they're, you know, have, don't have the use of their arms, and they're getting fitted for prosthesis, easy to say, and have a different life than they knew when they left. I mean, really, game on. Forget pouring all the money into the coffers of Hamid Karzai, who I think tries to play both ends to the middle without a doubt. And who knows what's really happening in that nepotism-filled den that he's running in Afghanistan. And I know we can look at it a different way and say, well, you know, we're helping the people and we're trying to crush the Taliban and look at what we've already done. And okay, we've already done it. Let's get out. Let's bail on this. I mean, he's right. This is useless on and on and on. And look at, for what? For the financial straits that we're in. Can't do this. We can't bleed this money anymore. We just don't have it. Because it's already been spent on bogus programs. Pork barrel programs. I love the way you put it. It's all the citizens against government waste. Some of my favorite people, we have to have them back on. They'll tell you crazy, insane amounts of money that are being spent on stupid things that I don't care what scientifically you think will happen. The money doesn't need to go there. All right, let's take another one. This is from Stephen Shapiro. And he says, Kate, I'm telling you, I am sick of all of the politics when it comes to the debt ceiling. Why can't we have some accountability? What's so wrong with accountability? Doesn't everybody else have that in their particular jobs? What is the job description, in other words, Kate, of the people on the Hill? Who are they representing after all? That's what I want to know. Touche, that's a sarcastic slam at Congress, and I understand and I agree with you wholeheartedly. What is their job description? What is the accountability? I mean, you know, it's easy to jump on this, except for that we've been jumping on it for a long time, so we didn't just come late to this game. Whatever the issue is, we see, ooh, too difficult to deal with, let's put it on the shelf. We'll pull it out when we're even more dire straits. Now we're really in the red. We've got to handle this. We've got to do something about this. But what are we going to do? And the answer is hold the politicians' feet to the fire. Whoever it is who represents you, pay attention. What are they voting on? What are they doing? What are they saying? Are they saying one thing and doing something different? I mean, that's what I want to know. Are they saying one thing and doing something completely different? All right, here's one from Mike Hirschfeld. America Tonight. I just started listening to the show maybe a couple of months ago. I get a real kick out of it, Kate. I love some of the things that you have to say. And when you laugh, you have the greatest laugh I think that I've ever heard. In the meantime, here's what I want to know. What in the world is going on with Rupert Murdoch? I heard little bits and pieces when I was coming in and out of lunch on the UK folks grilling him. Do you think he has to step down as the head of News Corp? Will it come to that? You know, it's a good question. Will it come to that? There is that possibility, because if the stock continues to tank, the shareholders are going to want some kind of change, whether it's a figurehead or not. But I would think he's not going quietly into that good night at all. Whether he's 80, whatever, it doesn't matter. He's there for the long haul, period. It would be other people, and already has been other people, that would go. Betty in Kentucky. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. You sound good.
Good. Thank you. I was reading in my local paper a couple days ago that they finally made some changes in the I don't know what the name of the thing was called, but it's what it is. It allows the Mexican truck drivers to drive on across the border and go on wherever they want to go, you know, to deliver their goods. When Lou Dobbs was on TV, he was talking about a superhighway that they were going to build from Mexico to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they shut him up or tried to. But anyway, this superhighway is going to cost, it may even be in the trillions of dollars. I really don't know, but it's going to be expensive when you build a highway up from Mexico to Canada.
Right, I agree.
And the purpose of that highway is the people that are in the clique, in the know, the buddy club, they're going to get rich. And we taxpayers are going to be paying for the highway. Our government is just all about, it's a club, and the people that are in government, they don't really realize it when they first, I mean, they may have a little bit of a clue, but they don't realize how much of a club it is until they get there. And they get rich, and that's all it's all about. It's helping the rich to get richer.
You know what, Betty, I so agree with you. I had a great conversation with somebody who worked in three administrations, and what you just said there is totally on point. What happens is they go in with certain intentions, and then everything changes. They start to make money. They get the taste of the power, and poof, they're different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But anyway, the superhighway, I would like to find out more about that, is exactly when it might be, when they may start building it, and, you know, where the money's going to come from, and, you know. And also, they keep talking about this Social Security and Medicare. Let's just say, okay, they cut Social Security and Medicare. Do they just want the old people to die? I mean, they don't have Medicare. They can't go to the doctor. So they die, and then they don't collect Social Security anymore. I guess that's what they want, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ultimately, that they're trying to look for ways to portion it out to not have the entitlements. They're calling it entitlements. Just what you paid in or what you should get or whatever. And ultimately what will happen is they're going to try to take bits and pieces out of that. So that means it'll be worth less. As you know, getting supplemental insurance, that's what happens, doesn't cover everything to begin with. By the way, thanks for the call. By the way, with the super highway, already the conversations are still conversations, but they've heated up as to what's going to happen next. And basically, we know what the route is going to be, and there's been some opposition to it, but it's on the books, Betty. It hasn't happened yet, but trust me, it is there.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Well, it's crowded and confused. Because baby, you've been starting to lose. Losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own.
All right, just to clear this up here on America Tonight, because we, of course, have so many investigative reporters who work as part of this team. There is no truth to the rumor that Casey Anthony landed at the Orlando airport. The defense attorney for Casey Anthony, who suddenly has become her best friend, is saying that's not true. She did not land there. Because what happened was there was some video of somebody getting out of a private plane at the airport, and they had stuff covered over top of them, which it looked like they were trying to hide from the media. Because, of course, that is the million-dollar photo everybody wants. Where is Casey Anthony? It's like a bad Where is Waldo? The bad Waldo. Where's the bad Waldo? Where is Casey Anthony? And the plane, and the reason why everybody was buzzing about it, because the plane was or is the plane of one of the defense team people. So that's what they think. She got out of jail, the plane whisked her away, and it's been cited in a couple of other cities. So this is probably what happened. It's just a hoax. Although that's an interesting hoax, isn't it? This guy has to have money, and what's in it for him? Because it's been in Prescott, Arizona, it's been near San Diego, and these are all places where they think she might be hiding out, right? Who's going to read her book when that comes out? Who is reading that book? And who is getting that interview? So She was sentenced to 4 years for lying to investigators, not to unearth this old story about her two-year-old daughter's disappearance and death, right? But she served the time, and so she got the good behavior, and she was fined $4,000, and she's out of there. But where is she now? Where is Casey Anthony? You know what I say? Who cares? Who cares? If they want to play a hoax, they want to play a game, a cat and mouse, whatever. And how can you feel sorry for her? I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for her at all, especially since we know she's cut some kind of a deal somewhere, I guarantee it, and she's going to end up making millions of dollars, period. You know, that's the end of the story. She didn't get the death penalty. She's gone, and that's it. End of it. All right, here's something that we certainly can all relate to. I mean, burn it up, man. I'm talking about you're standing in line at Panera. Or let's say, because maybe we don't have the money, we get the extra taco at Taco Bell. And you look around and people are practically bursting into flames. I'm not kidding you. Maybe slight exaggeration, but it feels like that. I'm waiting for that to happen. When it feels like it's 120 degrees, are you kidding? Oh, to have to be somewhere, that is the worst. The worst. You know, that's like when you would say, can I show up in my cover-up? I mean, really? Are we getting dressed up here? Can it be casual day every day in the office because we feel like we're going to burst into flames at any moment, seriously? And it's not the vampires on True Blood, because that's what happens to them. Poof, they get some sunlight and they burst into flames. No, no, we're talking about actual real human beings that are walking around on fire in Minneapolis, in Iowa, in Wisconsin, in Texas, in Oklahoma. And it's coming your way, East Coasters listening to me. You're in Jersey. You cannot hide. It's going to find you. It's making its way up the belly of the beast in the East. Here's what a couple of people had to say, including a construction worker, would hate that gig now, and two girls in Pennsylvania.
Very hot today. That's how kind of weather.
Very, very hot. It's like you're burning.
It's like you're burning. And the only thing you can really do with that is take, it's the same thing. The only thing you can do is just take a ton of water, just drink a ton of water before you leave. It would be like if you wake up and you force yourself to drink a whole bunch of water. Because the more that you have that, I think the more you hydrate yourself, the better. But you have to constantly do it during the day, right? And it's rough. Because a lot of people are ending up in emergency rooms. They're passing out because of the heat. Sadly, some people are even having heart attacks. I don't know if that's prompting it or what. That's the belief that if you're not hydrating and all this other stuff and you feel faint and that it could lead to, I mean, ultimately a heart attack. Boy, that's brutal. Brutal. All right, you want the good news? The good news is if you're into gold, bought some gold, have been hanging on to it for a while, here's the deal on gold. Do you know it keeps hitting new prices? I mean, the demand for gold is driving this puppy up. We're talking over 1,600 an ounce. I mean, that's an all-time high. 1,602. And part of it is because of unemployment, the stimulus efforts, bombing, what's going on with the whole debt crisis. And, you know, the thing with gold is gold's not going anywhere, right? And if there is a run on gold, it's always been considered a safe haven. And the other part of the equation is if you've got gold coins, it's money that you don't have to claim, basically. So a lot of people are trying to be part of the gold rush. And I mean, I've said this a couple of times. If you just go back a few years, gold was nothing. I mean, nothing. If you had just enough to get a chunk of it and hang on to it. And that's the key, it's hanging on to it. Because as it started to rise, people would let some go. But if you had just hung on to it, you'd be sitting on something pretty nice right now, because you would certainly have made more than a double of that profit, maybe three times, if you, depending on when you had gotten in. Well, he's got faucets that are gold in a couple of his homes. Rupert Murdoch and his son James were really squirming. They appeared before the British Parliament, one of the committees, and they were just absolutely sizzling over evidence of phone hacking at the tabloid that Murdoch shut down immediately, News of the World. And this scandal just keeps on giving. It gets bigger and bigger. We're talking police. We're talking media. And most of this focused in England, but some of it touching the United States. And, of course, Murdoch is News Corp. He's the guy behind that. And he took over his father's newspaper empire in the 50s, and that's where he started, and then grew it even bigger. So all of the cutthroat competition and technology that is people on their ears trying to come up with the answer to how do you beat the guy down the street, how do you do that? Well, how you do that is you illegally wiretap and just take the information from the horse's mouth. But here's the thing. I mean, really seriously, a committee in England just grilling this 80-year-old Murdoch who has no clue, I guarantee it. If anybody in the Murdoch family knew what was happening, it's not him. There's no way that he knew. He's so far removed from any day-to-day operations. I mean, come on, give me a break. The key thing here is what a crisis. And what a crisis of confidence in that stock price that is just plummeting as a result of who got hacked. Whether it was Parliament or if we're talking about sports celebrities, that kind of stuff. That's what happened. Yeah. And no matter what, listen, you can relate to that. Because wouldn't you be a little hacked if you were wiretapped? And, of course, the answer is yes. Of course you would be hacked. So just for grins, we're going to do a little countdown to this whole U.S. debt default. And so all of you know, as I am speaking, we are talking about 12 days and 22 hours left before it's over and Armageddon is on, according to Tim Geithner, the man protecting our treasury.
Right.
He says that's it. We're history once we hit that date. In the meantime, 80% of Americans say they're dissatisfied or furious with the federal government. Did you catch what I said? We're always talking about numbers. 80%. Do you fall into that category of the 80% just wanting to vent your spleen? You're tired of it. You're just tired of it. I think that's what it is. I think we're tired of hearing about it. We're tired of people who can't do their jobs. And now we can't go backwards. We can't. You know, it's like that old, I'm going into the archives, that old Jackson 5 song. I think it's Jackson 5, right? Or maybe it's the Osmonds. One bad apple can't spoil the whole bunch, girl. You know that one? Guess what? One bad apple is all it takes to spoil it all. Because that's what happened when it comes to the deficit. They just kept on spending until the number became 14 trillion plus. Ridiculous. After 12 days and 22 hours, where will we be? I can tell you next where we're going to be. We're going to be thick in the middle of Weekend Count.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We can count. They can't count in Washington, but we can count. And therefore, when we talk about numbers, boy, it leads us in all kinds of directions. We have some interesting ones for you this time around, including this, that the FBI arrested 16 people that were all part of this anonymous hackers deal. Ooh, hacker is such an ugly word. You hear somebody say that their email got hacked, and since I was a victim of it, as you know, and I was not trapped in London asking people to send me $2,000, but because it cleared the email, really taught me a lesson. They're saying the 16 people were picked up on charges that they were in the middle of major cyber attacks, including some on a PayPal website, as some kind of retribution for dropping the WikiLeaks donation account. So there's always the setup. So the FBI did a huge investigation of the internet hacking, vigilante hacking group, Anonymous. And the FBI, the Department of Justice, they followed claims by that group that it broke into Apple servers and had some attacks last year that shut down the sites of MasterCard and Visa And, boy, these people were all over the place, too. From Alabama to New Mexico to Ohio to Florida to the District of Columbia. So they got search warrants galore crisscrossing the United States. And ultimately, they got an indictment charging the people that were arrested. Two of them were arrested on similar charges and other complaints that were filed in Florida and the District of New Jersey. So they played the same scam all over again. Oh, it's the worst. It's, you know what happens? And, oh, I hate this. If you're on your computer and you start getting those requests, you know, you start getting requests about different things, just don't even, I hope you don't even click on it. Don't do anything with any of those. Or you think your software is in trouble and you click on it and it's a scam there and they suck you in with that because it looks exactly like Microsoft or whatever. Ooh. Just stay away. Stay away. All right, we haven't heard the word anthrax in a while, but the anthrax case, now what's happened is, and probably this is the reason why we haven't, the Justice Department lawyers said that they, looking at this anthrax attack in 2001, who committed it, the FBI concluded that a civil scientist at the U.S. Army's biohazard lab in Maryland was actually responsible for the mailings. But last week, the Justice Department, rather, argued in a civil case in Florida that the lab where Dr. Ivins worked didn't have the materials and equipment to prepare the spores that were sent in the letters. Oh. So that statement came in a wrongful death suit filed by the widow of a photo editor in Florida considered the first real victim of the anthrax mailings. And she said the federal government was negligent in failing to prevent the attacks because they were carried out using raw anthrax material prepared by the Army for research. Ugh. That was a sad story, too, but you have to go all the way back to 2001. So they're kind of wavering from those whole anthrax letters. And these now they've got these court documents that show, and this is what they say, that they feel confident they could have proven his guilt beyond a reasonable doubt at a criminal trial. But it doesn't matter. The bottom line is the FBI is not off the anthrax letters saying they're not off his back. However, because he had the necessary equipment that where he could make it in his laboratory. But in the meantime, the Justice Department lawyers are undercutting what the FBI found out all the way back from 2001. So while they squabble, the Justice Department and the FBI, maybe the man who led those attacks wiggles free. So here's where the blame game can really, 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 really shoot you in the foot. No question. Right, let's move on to a couple of other quick things, including the fact that from the entertainment world, it just shows you. If you have any kind of a voice, you cut a few records, you do a few movies, you really corner the market with whatever it is that these entertainers do. If you're someone like Jennifer Lopez, she goes to the Ukraine for $1 million for a wedding gig. Yeah, you got to spare $1 million to perform at the wedding. So she's going to perform for a billionaire's daughter. Can you imagine? Honey, what would you like? I want J-Lo. I want J-Lo to sing. So, okay, whatever. And this is the American Idol judge who's flying to do a wedding gig. I don't know, the wedding singer. I don't know if that really fits J-Lo. But hey, money's money, right? And I think that's the reason why she's doing it. She's not doing it for fun. I have to believe to get whipped at a wedding would not be her favorite thing. But now she's got a little TV time, getting a little bounce back on her, you know, for her songs and whatever, cutting more of them. That's going to net her some freshly minted money that for now has some value, but might not eventually. So $1 million to sing happy birthday to the billionaire's daughter. Wow. What kind of a world do we live in? That is so crazy upside down, isn't it? Crazy that you can just throw that $1 million away. All right, this is a big one. Michael Vick, the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, backed a bill that's now targeting dogfighting spectators. And, boy, he's really tried to change his image, isn't he? Think about what happened in 2009. He was released from prison, but he served 20 months before that of a sentence for a dogfighting conviction. His case involved bankrolling animal fights in the state of Virginia. And he said he regretted his time, his involvement in doing that. So Michael Vick came to Washington to support legislation that would criminalize spectators and anybody else who organized the fight. Because there are definitely some of those games still go on. They still go on in Atlanta. They still go on in Dallas or Fort Worth or perhaps maybe even where you're living. You know what I'm talking about. And he's trying to really warm up the Humane Society and all those kind of people that are animal rights folks. So the bill would criminalize broader participants and those who would let children watch, which you got to be kidding me. Let a kid watch their dog get torn up or watch some dogs that are around their house get into fights, get in the ring with somebody. Ooh, that just seems so rough to me, doesn't it? I mean, come on, are you serious? How old is the child that you're taking to that event? It's in the woods. And when you hear a certain bell, run for the hills, because that means they are breaking it up. They know exactly what's going on here. All right, I hope you know what's going on and you might have some thoughts on it. Please share them with us. You can do that by sending it through the email, americatonight.net. Do one of the drop-down menus, click on it, and you are in. It's that easy.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
Oh, man.
Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.